Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tommy Byrne. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby, who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields the ball and throws to Garcia covering. Safe. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball four. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Strickland moves to second. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strickland scores. Hegan moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby strikes out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to third. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila strikes out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dobie takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dobie. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is out, Terwilliger applying the tag. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glynn hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Garcia goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Avila moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive for an out. Avila moves to third. Doby moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0-for-1 in the game. Byrne takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vern fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. 1 out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Vollmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 3 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia bunts towards the mound. Vern fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. 2 outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terwilliger moves to second. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Byrne strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terwilliger scores. Fitzgerald moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Simpson now playing right field. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians 4, and Washington Senators 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.